Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Geek Vibes Live.
Hey, this is Michael Rosenbaum, Lex Luthor from Smallville, The Flash from the Justice League, and you're listening to Geek Vibes Live.
Hello, 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 everyone out there. Beep, beep, beep. It's your friend Dane. This is another enticing, episode / interview from Geek Vibes that we can only provide for you because we got the best interviews. I mean, really, that's all I got to say about that. But we should have a great interview. We're just waiting right now on our guests. Let me introduce the interviewers, if you will, tonight. First, we have the wonderful and lovely Caitlin. Caitlin, how are you doing tonight, dear?
I'm doing very well. Everything's going great, and I'm ready to interview this very talented young man.
I gotcha. And also the wonderful and lovely Joelle. How are you doing tonight, dear?
I'm great, and I'm very happy that I'm also wonderful and lovely, because I was about to say I'm be very upset with you.
Equal opportunity.
You're very lovely.
Thank you.
No problem.
And I'm sure that Jeremy will be here soon, but just to let you guys know tonight, if you didn't know from all the wonderful advertising, we have Jeremy Ray Taylor on tonight. Jeremy Ray Taylor is a very young, incredible actor, known mainly for the movie It, and we're looking forward to talking to him when he, you know, calls in, and until then, we could just talk amongst ourselves.
Sure can.
How about we talk about how much we liked It? I mean, that seems like a good reason to, have a conversation.
We can.
Joelle, give me like a run-through of how you liked the movie.
I thought it was incredible. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know how I was going to like it because, you know, I grew up a fan of the TV movie, and it was the movie – I'm not going to lie. It was the movie that scared the bejesus out of me for a very long time. So, like, I couldn't even take showers, like, without being paranoid something would come out the drain. That's how that movie – it made an impact on me. So seeing it reimagined into real – I wasn't sure how it was going to be. Then I heard it was going to be rated R, and then the movie came out, and it was great. It was great. Now, it was only part one of two, and that's the way it should be. I can't wait to see what the adult version of it's going to be like, but the kids killed it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how it progresses, and the movie was just good. It was just a very good movie. Very well made.
Yeah, it was a very fun horror movie. And, Caitlin, it's not that I don't want your opinion on this, but I think that we have our guests. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hand it to you,
okay. And
I'm going to introduce
Mr.
Jeremy Ray Taylor. Jeremy Ray Taylor, like I said, is from the movie It. He is an amazing actor. And let's start this interview. Jeremy, thank you very much for coming in.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey.
My name is Caitlin, and I am going to ask you some questions. You've done interviews before. You're very well-versed in this. We've all been watching your interviews on YouTube and the like, and you're a sharp guy.
Thank you very much.
I don't meet many 14-year-olds that are as intelligent and well-spoken as you are. So I'm really excited to talk to you. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, just simple stuff about your background, also what the meaning of life is, very simple stuff. So we should be good. So just to get into it, how did you get into acting personally?
Well, I was actually on a business trip with my mother to Nashville. And we weren't even there for acting, actually. We were just there because of my mom's business, and there was a girl that was working with her, and she loved my personality. She said, go try acting. And at first, we were really skeptical about it because, you know, I don't act. I don't know what that is and everything. But it 5 years later, it worked out great.
Obviously. And so specifically, what was it like working on the set of It? Was it very different or do you think it was about the same as a lot of other movies you've been on? What made it stand out for you as a project?
It was a blast. I think it is definitely different than most projects because our director, Andy, really let us elaborate on our characters on our own and let us do what we wanted with the characters with still sticking to the script. And I think we really won the lottery with this cast. We have 6 other great actors, and I think they're all better than me. They're awesome. So it was a blast. I'm almost sad I took this movie because I'm never going to enjoy a movie more than this.
And when it comes to that, what did you get to add to the character of Ben that you feel was kind of outside the script that was your contribution?
It was mainly us knowing more about being a kid instead of Andy's an adult and we're kids, so we kind of elaborate on, you know, what would Ben say to Beverly at this point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, because you have that source knowledge.
We understand.
Like I'm 32. I have no clue what it's like to be 14. It's been a long time.
Anymore.
It's been a long time anymore.
Yeah. And I had like 4 cuss words in the movie, and I actually did not cuss.
Wow, that's true.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I never thought.
Wow. Was that your choice, or did your parents? Were they like not comfortable?
My parents was kind of up to me, and I believe that it's necessary. In some situations, I do believe that it is necessary to get your point across. But I feel like Ben is not the character that would say that. He's the goody two shoes of the group.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a good call on your part. Did you ever see the original It TV movie?
I have not.
It's terrifying.
I kind of want to take my own take on the character. I've seen a few clips.
Yeah,
but I've not seen.
No, it's terrifying, but it's you wanted to go in there fresh. Do you like horror movies in general?
I cannot cope with horror at all. So I do not play horror games. I do not play, or I do not watch horror movies. I get scared of them way too easily. So it's very ironic, actually.
Do you think that working on a horror movie has maybe lessened your kind of aversion to them? Do you feel like you could maybe watch them a little bit better now, knowing what goes on behind the scenes, or are they not your bag? Yeah.
For sure.
So you think maybe you could start again?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I see Bill Skarsgård, Pennywise. He's at the craft table, and he's eating a hot dog or playing his ukulele, smoking a cigar. So, it's you know, you see how, like, nice people are behind the scenes. So, yeah, I think it definitely will let me watch more horror movies.
That actually brings me to one of my other questions, so I'll go ahead and ask that now, about Bill Skarsgård, since you brought him up. Did he stay in character? So he didn't stay in character off set, like off camera. He, you know, he was at the craft table playing a ukulele, which I don't know if that's something that Pennywise would do, if it were meant to, like, scare somebody, maybe.
No.
But
he was a really nice guy off set and on set, too. He really got into character. But the 5 minutes before a take was terrifying. He would, like, shake his head like crazy and scream. It was terrifying, like, 5 minutes before he got into But, yeah, he was a really nice guy off.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that he's just a phenomenal guy to work with. And so I'm glad you got to see him working his craft, but also, you know, you didn't have to see that all the time because I think that would give me nightmares.
Yeah.
What other projects are you working on right now?
I got a few hooks in the water, but nothing coming up right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anything you can talk about, or is it all kind of close to the vest, or?
I just don't. I don't have much to talk about. I'm doing a few auditions, but right now I'm enjoying my time, and hopefully I'll get something soon.
Oh yeah. So in the meantime, as far as school is concerned, do you do homeschooling? Do you have an on-set tutor? Do you go to school like with other kids, or how do you do it?
I am homeschooled, but you mm-hmm. do always have a on-set tour. You're obligated to do 3 hours of school every day on set.
Okay.
But luckily, this was filmed in summer, so we didn't have to do very much school at all.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
Okay, so you don't do year-round school then?
No, I do not.
Okay, cool. Very cool. That's a good break. Let's see. I have a 6-year-old daughter, so yeah, she's a big fan of summer. Once she figured out after kindergarten that what summer break was, she got on board with that really quickly. She loves school, but you know, it's nice to have a break. Would you say that, you know, you say you're doing some auditions and stuff. What would be your dream role? If you could pick any role in the world, what would you want to play?
That's a weird role, but I would love to work with Black Jack and Kevin James on like a warlock
mm-hmm.
movie, be a warlock or something. That's so
Ooh.
That's
oh,
so
wow.
specific. I would love to work with Kevin James or Jack Black.
So Kevin James on a warlock movie. That sounds really cool. Like that sounds like it writes itself.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's
so
weird,
cool.
But
no, that's not weird at all. That's super cool. I like that. Sounds really good. Like I like that pitch. Anybody out there who's a good screenwriter, Jeremy Taylor, in a warlock movie with Kevin James, make it happen.
Please.
Okay, so how is it to know that it beat the Exorcist for the most grossing horror movie of all time? That's pretty big.
That was, like, one of the craziest things I've ever heard. Because I have not seen The Exorcist. I would never dare to do that because I wouldn't be sleeping for a while. But
yeah.
I have heard many, many, many great things about The Exorcist. And to know that it beat that is just insane. Absolutely insane.
Oh, and The Exorcist was terrifying. I watched it in eighth grade, and I did not sleep for, like, a month. It was... So
that was probably
so crazy scary. Oh, so crazy scary. And yeah, no, that movie, like I wouldn't sleep with my window open because I was afraid like a demon would come in. Like it was terrifying. That aside, thanks for taking the time to talk to us and to talk to me specifically because I'm going to hand it over to the lovely and wonderful Mr. Joel, and he is going to take very good care of you. Joel, take it away, buddy.
Hey, hi Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, how are you?
I'm good, man, so it's a pleasure, man. Like, really big fan of it. It was a very, very well done movie. You did a great job in it.
Awesome, thank you very much.
Alright, so while you were filming, did you ever get creeped out on set while you were filming any certain scenes?
There were a few moments where it really, really gets deep into a scene, and I do get a little scared, but at the same time, you can turn around and see that there's a camera behind you and be like, oh, hi, I'm good. Okay.
True, true. I can imagine that. That's soothing to not be completely in the moment and be completely freaked out, because I can imagine it gets creepy.
Definitely creepy.
I can imagine. Well, do you have a favorite movie of all time, or is that too hard a question?
Oh, that's such a hard question.
I can imagine.
I like comedies in general. Like,
okay.
I said, I love a lot of Kevin James and Jack Black.
They're great. They're great. They're very entertaining guys.
So, I think
Kevin James too. He's great, and Jack Black is good.
Oh, King of Queens. Me and my mom watch that show all the time.
Do you watch the new show that he has, Kevin Can't Wait, or Kevin Can Wait?
Yeah, I've seen a few of it. It's pretty good.
I'm considering watching. I don't know if I'm going to watch it yet, but I am considering it. So if you recommend it, I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's pretty good.
Oh, cool. Did you ever get a chance to speak with Stephen King at all, ever?
No. I have not been able to meet
still?
Him at all. No, I would love to, but I think he might just want to keep his thing with writing and our thing with movies, and I respect that, but I would love to meet him.
Yeah, I can understand, and that's true. That's kind of what he is. He's pretty active on Twitter, though, so I can imagine one day you guys would link up sometime. So, do clowns bother you in real life?
I've never had a huge fear of clowns. Like, if a clown was trying to scare me and, like, Pennywise was trying to scare me, I would definitely get scared. But I never had, like, a real fear of clowns.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I'm not much of afraid of clowns. But if anything that looked like Pennywise and from the It movie, either one, I mean, I'd be completely freaked out. And if you haven't watched the original It, you should definitely check it out one day, because it's completely freaky.
Oh, yeah, I've seen bits and pieces. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's pretty good.
It's not. I mean, I don't know if it holds up for everybody, but, you know, when I was a kid, it scared me, so, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been in some huge Hollywood films, 42, Ant-Man, now It. So as a kid, how did you handle all the attention that these films give you? Is it overwhelming at times, or did you just play right through it?
It's definitely overwhelming, especially with It, because it's doing so well, and I want to thank everybody for that. But, yeah, it definitely gets overwhelming at times. Definitely gets overwhelming.
I can imagine. I mean, those are especially with It. I mean, your face is everywhere, so you're probably more noticeable now, so people probably recognize you. So I can imagine it can be a little stressful.
Yeah.
All right, so you were in Ant-Man at one point. Are you Team Marvel or Team DC? Considering we're a geek group, we were curious.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you like
I really
sides?
Like
you can play both Batman. Sides.
And I really like Batman, but I really like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
That's
a hard question.
It's a tough question, trust me. Yeah, I know. Trust me. Like, we don't make those decisions much here. We're pretty much even keel on our side. But we just had to ask. We were just curious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think you touched on it earlier, but do you have a dream role? Like, you would like,
yeah.
Really, like, aside from, like, the Kevin James Warlock movies, is there any other specific role that you might be interested in?
Well, I actually would love to be in a Marvel or DC movie. That would be pretty cool.
Okay.
But I would want to be
superhero
a superhero.
Movie. Right. Yes. That makes sense. Any specific superhero?
Oh, man. That's such a hard question, too. Batman's pretty cool.
You would say Batman. So your dream role in a superhero movie would be Batman in a DC movie. Got it. I'll take it.
Okay.
Batman's my favorite DC hero. Or what?
Or Black Panther. I love Black Panther.
Ooh, that's not a bad one. That's not a bad one. Yeah, he's coming out next year, so get ready for some more Black Panther next year. So that should be really good.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
That's good. So you said you like comedies, right? Is that the only specific type of movies you're into, or is there like big into action or anything?
Oh, yeah. I love action movies, but I really like comedy movies. So, yeah, I like action. I like drama.
Drama. You need a little bit of everything? Okay, cool,
yeah.
Man. Well, look, I don't want to keep you for too long. Kind of ran out of my questions here. And I know you're a busy man, so I'm going to start closing it up now. But before you go, can you do us a favor and, like, maybe leave us a little drop? Like saying your name, where you're from, and you're listening to Geek Vibes or Geek Vibes Live. Sorry.
Yeah. I can do that.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah. All right, cool.
You want to do that right now?
Yeah, do it right now.
Okay. Hey, I am Jeremy Ray Taylor. I am from Tennessee. I'm 14 years old, and you are watching Geek Vibes Nation.
Yes, you are. You're listening to it. Yes. Thank you. That was great, man.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate having you on, man. Go ahead, Caitlin. Go ahead.
No.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. You said you're from Tennessee. I'm from Kentucky. So what part of Tennessee are you from?
It's more of the upper right, totally upper right corner.
Oh, okay.
Upper,
cool. Yeah.
Upper east.
So you're right near Kentucky then.
Yeah, I'm pretty close.
All right, very cool. I'm sorry, I had to ask because I heard Tennessee, so I was like, oh, he's a hometown boy. Okay, very cool.
Yeah, I love when people are from Tennessee and near there.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Very cool. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to ask.
Go ahead. It's okay. All righty. Well, anyway, Jeremy, thank you very much for coming on and talking with us, and you know, we appreciate you and your work, and we hope we'll see you again in anything. So do you want to like plug anything? Like you want like one last drop? You want to promote anything?
I would love to promote something.
Go ahead.
I am relaunching my YouTube channel this week, so check out for that at Just Being Jeremy. I'll be doing that.
Awesome.
So go check that out.
Very
oh, good.
Cool. We'll
Thank
definitely
you.
Look
That's
for that.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey, Dane, are you there?
Hey, Jeremy. Thanks a lot, buddy, and have a wonderful evening. That was a pretty amazing interview with a very talented young actor. And thank you guys always, as always, for listening. And hopefully, you know, throughout October, we'll have some more October-related guests. Maybe. I don't know. I just want to talk to Robert Englund because I love Freddy Krueger. But it was pretty cool having Jeremy on the show.
Great.
And there's always the next show. So remember, we got a show tomorrow night, Wrestling Geeks Alliance, Full Court Press, I believe is Thursday night. Joelle will correct me if I'm wrong. And Saturday night, Geek Vibes Live. Mine's at 7, theirs at 8, and Geek Vibes Live is at 8. So you guys check all them out and check out our network over at Facebook, Geek Vibes Nation, and continue for more of the most cutting-edge news, information, and guests from the geek community. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.